Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Radio Row, this is The Boss and the Gloss. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Now, here are your hosts, David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Fantastic. We're back on Radio Row. We're here in Atlanta. David Gao and Carla Dawson, and as promised, we are delighted to have Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer join us here on the set. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's so fun to be with you guys. Thank you. Are you having a good week?
We're having a fantastic week, and it's a better week now. I wanted to say, we were talking about it. We loved your season on Amazon this past fall. How did that come to pass? How did this all develop?
We picked up the phone one day, literally, and we share a terrific agent from Octagon, and he said to us, would you be interested in calling games for NFL games for Thursday Night Football? I said, are you expletive kidding me? It just really didn't seem real. Very, very quickly, we had a conversation with the executives from Amazon. The first thing they said to us is, this is not a gimmick. Hannah and I were texting each other. We're, okay, that sounds good. We'll continue to listen.
That was a good start.
Hannah and I had known each other for a dozen years. Mm-hmm. I have the distinction of working with both husband and wife, since I had the pleasure of working with our husband,
Dan Hicks.
The great Dan
Hicks.
Yeah,
of course.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hannah and I have known each other, but the first time we worked together, and we figured it was going to be a good fit. As Hannah has said all along, if not us, then who? And it was something that we jumped in, jumped off, held each other's hand, and jumped off the cliff.
Yeah, the cool thing was, too, is that Amazon specifically wanted the two of us. And that's, you know,
as a duo.
They identified the two of us, and they said, basically, and if you don't do it, we're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like they said, oh, you know, we want to do a women's stream. They were like, if we're going to do this, these are the two people we want. We think these are the two people that can pull it off. And if they say no, we're just going to move on to something else. So I thought that was cool.
It is.
Yeah, I give Amazon a lot of credit because
if
they wanted two women, there's plenty of women they could get. But see, here's the deal. I've always thought we may not be a cup of tea. We're an option, and we hope it's an option that people do check out. But you can't besmirch our journalistic credentials. We've both been in the business for 30-plus years. Hannah has done everything that you could possibly do as a broadcaster.
Every sport.
And,
right.
And now play-by-play of NFL.
Right.
Just, you know,
right.
Add that on. It's
right.
Pretty cool.
So you can't say anything. You may not like us, but you can't say anything about what we've accomplished.
No, you both bring an incredible wealth of experience. I mean, Hannah, you've got, you know, breaking news on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And then, Andrew, you've got sidelines in the NFL for years and, you know, Emmy Award-winning productions with NFL. I mean, incredible things. So my question to you both, I listen to you, you're so engaging, you're so entertaining, and I think even a non-sports woman watching a football game, non-sports guy, would go, I get this. Like, I get what they're saying. Like, I want to be sitting on the couch next to you. I'm not intimidated listening to you. So what do you, in your broadcast, want to convey? You know, what kind
it's
of message?
It's funny that you said that, because our whole thing is like, what? Like, we just want to act like Andrea and I are sitting on a couch watching football. I mean, that is really funny.
You're drinking wine and I'm drinking water.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have wine and Andrea will have, like, Perrier. But we are
That's how the two of us are.
We are sitting on the same couch.
Right.
And, you know, we are in over 200 countries. So there might be a lot of people watching whose first exposure to NFL football is listening to us. And Andrea is very, as she is breaking down plays, she will very gracefully explain you know, not dumbing it down, but she will not assume that everybody knows what a jet sweep is or, you know, understand
Absolutely.
This kind of defense or what have you. And she just explains it like, you know, sort of in the course of conversation. And so you can learn and not be intimidated by, you know, if you're just going to go, anybody can. She could throw a bunch of terminology around all day long, but that's not entertaining. It's not really impressive, and nobody knows what it means.
It doesn't get a wide
listening
base.
Even football fans don't.
We also know that one of the primary tenets of broadcasting is if you as announcers are having fun, the audience will have fun. And so Hannah and I, we have each other's back. We can finish each other's sentences. You know, she can clean up my messes. I can clean up hers. We are together on the broadcast. And I think that that's the one thing that from day one that people commented on that I really appreciated is, well, your chemistry is really good. Because that is a necessary attribute for any broadcaster, mm-hmm. but especially, I think, in our broadcast booth.
No, it's so true. Listeners, we are so lucky we're here with Andrea Kramer, Hannah Storm, the first all-female duo to call NFL games Thursday Night Football. Amazon Prime.
So
miss
fun
it.
To hear.
I know. And we're back for a second season. So
and you know what? Thursday Night Football needs a little help, I think, because somehow that has been like the stepchild of the NFL, but not with you two.
We had really good games this
you
season.
Did. This was
we
a great
really
this
did. And we ended up with the unbelievable Chargers-Chiefs game was the last one. And so, you know, that was like our last game, and we were in a groove, and the game was so great. And then we looked at each other, and we're like, no, it can't be over. Please, no.
Because it's not over. You're coming back.
So we're coming back for another season. But it was really fun to end on that game. But I would say we had some fantastic, fantastic games. And then we had some games that weren't so, I'm thinking about Arizona.
that
performance by the Cardinals. Woo.
But it was still
entertaining.
Right, and the kind of broadcast that, mm-hmm. that we wanted to have, which is, you know, it's almost like a reporter's broadcast. Because on a weekly basis, we would always, in addition to our typical production calls with coaches and players, we would also try to identify sort of other characters, other voices mm-hmm. outside of the game. So it could be, I mean, we went on a father streak for a while. You know, Andrew Luck's father, Oliver. Ed McCaffrey, Larry Fitzgerald Sr., Archie Manning, you name it. So we did that.
We called Connie Watt, too, though.
Connie Watt, yeah. right.
Parents,
yeah. Exactly. But we also, tracked down, before the Titans-Jaguars game, we tracked down Eddie George, which turned out to be so... Right. You know, precipitous because the player that he's basically mentoring, Derrick Henry, had this incredible game.
Oh, it was the game of the season.
The 99-yard, right. Run, right. and just this magical night. Right. And Eddie George had provided us all this background, and then we dialed him up at halftime just to touch base. Right.
See, you two are rainmakers. Look at that.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Hey, it's better than the Sports Illustrated Jinx, right?
The best was Nick Mullins was starting for the Niners, and he got the call to start, like, really at the 11th hour. I mean, was it, like, 2 hours?
Right.
Before game time, we realized when they announced
the Oakland game.
And so we tracked down his high school coach. We tracked down his college coach. Andrea's texting, team executives and all of this. And so that joke around Amazon was, wow, you guys couldn't get a hold of, like, the nurse that was in the delivery room? Like, what's the problem here when he was born?
People want to know.
But we did. It was cool. It was really cool. And he had a great debut. And we had all this great information just by, you know. Mm-hmm.
But that's why I call it like a reporter's broadcast, because that's what we mm-hmm. want to try to bring to it. And listen, if Nick Mullins hadn't done that well, we weren't going to just force the material in. But as it turns out, he had this incredible debut.
Great debut.
We even tracked down, you know, he and Brett Favre had a relationship. We mm-hmm. tracked, you know, we looked into that. So, but again, you have to understand, this is, as Hannah points out, within 2 hours of the broadcast.
Yeah.
So this is where both Hannah and my experience in breaking news really comes into play, and I think really helped our broadcast. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, you all are the athlete whispers. I hope the listeners are catching your you prep for it, and it happens. So, Derrick Henry, you need to thank these Nick Collins. You're you because of these two. So, pretty good
karma.
We can use that next season.
Athlete whispers. Right. There you go. Right.
Can I ask you one more question before we lose you? What will you want to do differently next year?
I think just keep getting better. You know, it was exponential improvement. We had obviously had a huge learning curve, never having done this before. Every NFL game is completely unique with the storylines and every, as we've seen, you know, that's what makes the NFL so fascinating. So I think that, you know, we got better every week, and that's our goal, is just keep fine tuning. You know, keep working. We both work really, really hard, and we definitely want to have fun. That's very important. And just stay consistent and get better and better.
And you have to realize, we basically had, which looking back on it, it's surreal. We basically had 6 weeks to prepare.
Hmm.
6 weeks.
Yes, because that's when we really knew that it was
definite.
This
is where your experience.
That's where this came together.
Yeah. Amazon knew that they could do
right.
this.
So imagine that once that schedule comes out in April, we're starting to prepare.
Sure.
So that alone is a difference. But also, look, until you do anything, you don't know that you can. And so each week we learned, each week we got better. And I just think that if nothing else, experience behind the mic infuses you with confidence. So I can't wait for season two.
And your hard work. There's just nothing.
You know,
that
it's all about you, it's such a boring narrative, preparation. And we always say, oh,
but
Peyton Manning was such a hard worker. Joe Montana, you know, such a hard worker. Tom Brady. Well, I mean, look what they've accomplished, because they were prepared. You know, they know where every player is supposed to be on the field. They, you know, take care of their themselves physically. And there's just no substitute for preparation, because with preparation comes confidence, but also the ability to just breathe deeply and call the game that's happening.
Trust your training.
We could have, you know, all these notes, and which we do. I mean, you should see Andrea's, like, wall of, like, cards and everything. But, you know, you have to be prepared to set all that aside, know that you've done your homework, but really follow the story of the game and let all of that, you know, flow naturally. But we both of us have always been about preparation.
And we never forgot that. No matter how many people we talked to, the game was the thing.
Yeah.
Believe it. I believe it. We're so excited for next season. Andrea Kramer, Hannah Storm, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dream Team and Athlete Whispers. Can't wait for season two.
Thank you.
You're on to something. I
am.
If you need a sideline reporter, Carla Dawson. Although I don't know if I'm going to give her up. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks.
We'll be right back on the Boston the Gloss when we return. SB Nation Radio.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.